The Defense Intelligence Agency's 2011 Department of Defense Intelligence Information Systems Worldwide Conference is going on right now. Former Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell is currently the Executive Vice President of Booz Allen Hamilton. He talked with Federal News Radio about his speaker remarks entitled Secure Collaboration, Technology to Support the Mission. And he says this conference couldn't have come at a better time.
As I walked into the hotel, the registrations had crossed on the bar, and the bar erupted in this loud cheering. I thought it was a sports event. So I walked over to see who was playing, and the news was we were successful in getting Osama bin Laden. Great day for the country.
You and I have talked before about the concept of intelligence sharing and information sharing. How much of a role do you feel like that played in mission accomplished in this particular incident?
I think it was probably a major, major factor. We have various agencies that run sensor systems that produce information, whether it's imagery or human intelligence or signals intelligence, whatever. And without integrating that information in a comprehensive way, you never have a complete picture, and you never could have the confidence to make a recommendation to the president to conduct some action. So although I don't know the inside story because I've been out of government for a while, I'm very confident that this was totally integrated, very collaborative, and sharing of information to the point of collection, analysis, recollection, to double, triple, validate, because you want to be absolutely right when you're going to do something like this.
So it sounds like even though the emphasis on this particular operation is human intelligence, intelligence now is increasingly augmented by Signal and Reaper and Staring Eye intelligence and all of that non-human, such that they're really integrated beyond separation.
Absolutely. They tend to be collected in channels, but what we discovered going all the way back to World War II and all major successes in whatever conflict is when you break down the walls to share the information so that the analyst is working from an all-source perspective. Whatever source of information might allow the analyst to gain better understanding, better appreciation, better insight, better precision, that's what gets you to a decision point where you can execute. So, yeah, it's the integration of the information and the collaboration of the community to achieve the better picture.
And did the ability of the government to do that actually accelerate after 9/11?
I think it did. I think there are always areas for improvement, but most of the focus, as you recall, the 9/11 Commission and the Intelligence Reform Terrorist Prevention Act legislation, all that was designed to get a better collaborative effort across the community. And when I was in, that was my focus, and the current Director of National Intelligence General, Jim Clapper, his theme is integration and collaboration. So it's often difficult to achieve because agencies have mission and focus and sort of bureaucratic interests. And a bureaucracy often first priority is preservation and ensuring their decision rights and so on. So often it's difficult to get bureaucracies that are operating in isolation to engage in a totally collaborative effort. So that's what happens with the leadership of the community, is how do you achieve that level of collaboration? And it goes back literally to in my either study of the history or my personal experience all the way back to World War II. Let me use a quick example. The 10th Fleet, which was created after the U.S. was attempting to resupply Europe in World War II, was created because we were losing incredible resources to German U-boats. We were able to identify and kill, sink, 2 to 3 U-boats per month prior to the establishment of the 10th Fleet. 10th Fleet was established, total collaboration, all information, total focus, everything shared. The first month it stood up, we sunk over 40 German U-boats, and we averaged over 20 for the rest of the war. That's the difference between collaborating and not collaborating.
Mike McConnell is a senior vice president at Booz Allen and former director of national intelligence. And in fact, your speaker remarks at this conference are about secure collaboration, technology to support the mission. The timing seems prescient almost.
That's amazing. I was preparing my remarks coming up here yesterday, and then when I arrived and we got the news, I said, my goodness, I have bookends, because I'd planned to tell the story of 10th Fleet, and now I've got on this end what happened with Osama bin Laden. And from my experience recently and from what I've listened to in the news, this was a total collaborative effort. It had to be collaborative, or it wouldn't have been successful.
Are you seeing more of that kind of reaction among other conference attendees and other speakers?
Yeah, yes, I am. When you think about where we've come over time, what we've achieved as a nation, you know, this is analysts on the inside, acquisition officials on the inside, inside government, and then the vendor community or the contractor community that responds to those requirements to build things. We've achieved air superiority. Now, if you think about it, in any of these conflicts that we're engaged in, we just assume air superiority. That's because we have the best. And so that's not a part of the equation we have to worry about. Second thing is persistent surveillance. We can actually stare or listen over prolonged periods of time, collecting huge amounts of data. Once the data is collected, we can store it, look for change over time. So all the kinds of things that have been generated since 9/11, full mission video, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance improvements, improved signals intelligence, improved imagery, improved weapons, black helicopters, improved night vision, precision weapons. All that has been generated because the nation was determined to prevail in this effort to track down Osama bin Laden. So this is a collaborative effort from the analysts, the acquisition officials, to the vendor community to build the right stuff.
And so what do you think is going to be the future now that we've learned these lessons and they've worked?
Well, this is not over. Taking out Osama bin Laden was very, very important, and Al-Qaeda now is wounded. But there are many, many disciples, thousands. I probably would venture to guess a couple of 100,000 volunteers went through this training process. So this is not over by any stretch of the imagination. So we're going to have to continue to use these things until this movement loses its momentum. Now, what's happened recently with this wave of initiative across the Middle East, and Tunisia first, and Egypt, and all the follow-on activity, there is a movement toward freedom and democracy and so on. So it may be that it's a point in time when Osama bin Laden's taken out of the equation and Al-Qaeda starts to fade and there's more demand for freedom and individual rights and democracy, that we may see a turning of the tide. Meantime, go back to the famous quotation of trust but verify. Let's trust that this is how it's going to play out, but we're going to have to build these tools and techniques and capabilities. So if it doesn't, we can verify the process and then carry out the actions that we need in the nation's interest.
Former Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell is currently the Executive Vice President of Booz Allen Hamilton.